Where do you think you're going? You've hardly touched your dinner tonight, and I need to make sure you're eating. What's wrong, Buttercup? No, I'm not taking everything is fine as an answer either. I know when something's bothering you. You know you can talk to me, right? I don't mind if you have secrets, but if something really is the matter, you can tell me. Well, if you don't want to say it, then I will simply guess what it is. So, it's this time of year. It's cold, dark, and miserable. You're feeling overworked and thus overwhelmed at the same time, and you have no idea what's going to make it better because you haven't figured out how. You know what it sounds like? My man needs pampered, and I'm not taking no for an answer. So get your little cutie patootie upstairs and into your PJs. I want you cozy. Remember when you were younger and I'd get you all tucked up into bed? Yes, that. Now go. I'll be up after you shortly. Now, I know this might be strange, but it simply must be done. If my young man is in trouble, I want him to know that I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. I know you're grown up now, but that doesn't change the fact that you're my son now, does it? I've also brought up some snacks if you get hungry. Today might be bad, but it doesn't mean you'll always have bad days. Does it? Tomorrow is always another chance. Just because the sun never came out today, it doesn't mean you won't feel its warmth ever again. It just needs the right conditions. If it's cloudy, the sun hides from us. Then, when its rays bless your skin, the warmth radiates all over. And life doesn't seem so bad. You could say the same for stargazing. Once those clouds are out of the way, you can look up and be stunned by the picture the cosmos paint before you. The stars planted so beautifully, and we get the pleasure to look up at them in awe. That's why I like it. Going outside just for a moment to take a peek. When you look up at the stars, your problems feel a little bit smaller and it can help melt away some tension. You can't help but feel a little alleviated. That's what I want to try and do for you tonight, anyway. Dare I even ask if you brushed your teeth yet? Although it is a bit early. I do admit, you'll probably end up getting up again. Let me get comfy on the bed with you. There. Is that comfortable? Let me brush out. that's when you know something really is up. I used to do this ear pressing thing for you when you got scared or worried. I can do that again if you like. Just like this. I would press. Precious.